Hi everyone, I'm Christine Day. It's great to be with you. I'm thrilled to be bringing to you another step in your awakening process, coming directly from the Pleiadians, and I really look forward to spending sacred time of reconnection with you on this program. You know, as we change the cycle of our living from being just in our human experience and begin to navigate and embrace our own sacred, natural sacred aspect, you open into another dimensional reality, and a huge shift can occur in your life. Today we're going to be looking at the steps you can achieve to a realignment to your sacred nature and consciously being able to choose moments to return home to yourself. Each moment you choose to realign this natural aspect of yourself, that higher functioning sacred nature, you evolve. Your cells begin an evolution of unfoldment by carrying the pure frequency essence of your sacred multidimensional nature, so that when you choose to change the pattern of being separate within your own heart, even for a moment, every cell in your body transforms, and you actually begin a higher alignment to that expanded consciousness state of yourself within the higher realms. So let's just take a conscious breath in this moment. And remember, the conscious breath is like a deep sigh in and out the mouth. And as you take that conscious breath, you say, "Yes, I'm willing to let go." And that means really just shedding the illusion here of being human. And yes, I'm willing to receive my light. So let's take one conscious breath right now and allow a letting go. Well, you just maybe place a hand on your heart space, which is your entire chest area, and just take that conscious breath. That's it. You're not holding back the breath. You're bringing it deeply in and then just letting it go without trying to control your out breath. And as you bring that breath into your heart, you naturally open our awareness to the existence of your sacred, because the conscious breath moves you beyond the limitation of your human ego mind and naturally realigns you to your multidimensional makeup on a certain level. So let's just take one more conscious breath together, in and out the mouth, and letting go. We've got a great program here today. We're going to open into a higher communion process in the transmission today with the Pleiadians. And this transmission is geared to bring you into another connection to your telepathic communion abilities. So no matter when you listen to this program, you will be automatically aligned within an expanded communion with the beings of light, the Pleiadians, the galactic community, and you'll be aligning to the pure higher self energy of others and yourself. And this energy is from the higher realm component of your sacred makeup and others' sacred makeup. So this communion is designed to create a reconnection within the network of God light that is now anchoring on the planet. So this is going to be a very self-empowering process for each one of us as we choose to engage within that. And again, I'd like to say that network of light, of God light, has been anchoring on our earth plane. And part of the directive from the Pleiadians and the universal community is that only we as human beings can actively engage within that network of light and anchor it more fully on our earth plane. And that's through our hearts, through the re-engagement of our sacred natures. So we're going to be opening this communion today, and we'll talk a little bit about that in a moment. So let's take one more conscious breath and just let go. And look, I just want to tell you what is new, and I'm doing one-hour Skype sessions for individuals. You can book a session with me in the store online at www.christinedayonline.com. Most excited about this next step is the 30th of May, I've been guided by the Pleiadians to present a live Zoom class bringing to you some very unique higher frequency light initiations from the Pleiadians, unlike anything that has come before. You'll receive PDFs to download for the class and move into a profound process, especially designed for this expanded time of awakening. And the class is going to be recorded, so after the class you'll receive this video recording so that you can continue to work within the multidimensional expanded energy of the material. So you can register to be part of this Zoom class on the website, www.christinedayonline.com. Go into the store, and I have to say, I cannot wait to be part of this profound frequency process on the 30th of May. And I really look forward to working with all of you that feel called to be part of that process on the 30th of May. We've kept the price really low in order for everyone to be able to attend, and we'll even take payment plans. It's going to be at a cost of $34.95. Then, also free on my website is the frequency patterning video. It was transmitted, of course, by the Pleiadians through me. It's a free product. And there you are given a sacred patterning, and I am guiding you into the patterning, and the patterning is designed, yes, to protect yourselves from the coronavirus, but simultaneously it's designed to assist you in the expanded integration of these higher frequencies of light, which has been generated by that network of God light that's anchoring onto our planet and expanding. So it's designed for your awakening process. So please feel free to go to the website and download that and start working with it, because it's very supportive in what is taking place energetically on the earth plane at this point, and that it is a multidimensional patterning. So you just continue to evolve into the energy of the patterning and the different energetic frequencies that can birth and realign you to the higher realm aspect of yourself. So let's take one more conscious breath. Now I've really shared with you what's available for you on the website. And I want to talk about what's happening on the planet energetically right now. We know we're in the middle of the pandemic, but we're also in the middle of a transmutation process that's happening on Earth. The grid lines, the ley lines have been redesigned to carry these expanded pure God life forms, which are anchoring and building in frequency within a network on a daily basis on our earth plane. And these networks are specifically enabling each one of us to move and realign to our sacred natures through the avenue of our hearts. Remembering that your heart is the center of your multidimensional tool, your higher realm connection to your sacred. And this is why it's so essential for you to set in motion the conscious choice action of reconnection within your heart. And we're going to do some of that today within the communion. This communion process in the transmission today is paramount to launching yourself successfully into this higher frequency within your heart. And as we do that today, your heart cells are going to go through an incredibly rapid transitioning of aligning to these network of God light frequencies. And so within the communion process, you can let go and allow your full expression of your light to anchor and move through you on another level. And the Pleiadians are saying there is no other true path. Focus on your alignment to truth, which exists within the realms of your heart. Do not strive for perfection within your human self. simply open to moments of conscious realignment within your heart and allow a natural building to unfold within you. This is your time to utilize the sacred doorways that we are holding open for you. Blessings, the Pleiadians. And this is so true. What I'm seeing with this communion process we're going to do today, there's going to be an incredibly strong pathway being held open for you by the Pleiadians to allow this relinking into your multidimensional heart. And then you're going to be able to utilize an expanded essence that has opened up on our earth plane this week, actually, and allowing this energy to just support you in your realignment and transmutation process of your heart. Remembering your heart is your multidimensional tool. Your heart is the gateway to the higher realms and to your pathway to your unique divine guidance of Godlight. The Pleiadians speak, be still and receive. There is much for you to reorientate, receive, and reclaim in your heart during this transmission. Through this transmission process, you set in motion a new cycle for yourself. This is so essential for you to understand and to open your awareness towards, to let go and allow the full expression of this. We're going to be given a sacred sound, very different than what we've worked with up to this point by the Pleiadians in this transmission. And the Pleiadians want you to understand that your unique sound will create unique lines of light. As you bring in the sound, you create unique lines of light unlike anyone else in the universe. And as you bring those forward and birth them forward with the sound that you're given, they will add to the communion energy. So collectively, all of our unique lines of light that are created by our unique sound will form a patterning of light, which is the communion light patterning. Now, this patterning that we create with our communion light in the transmission today is going to support the entire frequency of the network of God light that is currently expanding on Earth. Remember what the Pleiadians said, that they have set a lot in motion, but only we can fully activate this network of God light and expand it on earth through the communion. And with the sacred sound that we'll all make and bring in this unique, create unique lines of light that is our divine light, as that comes together, we form this amazing patterning, which is our communion light. We are actively and engaging that network of light to support it in anchoring even more fully on our earth plane to shift and expand us in the transmission. That way we're fulfilling part of our destiny and mission here on earth as we come together in this communion. The more you work with this transmission, the more you're playing your role creating many different communion patterns of life between us. So it's about letting go and letting go and letting go. And it doesn't matter whether we're all listening to this and creating this at different moments, because there is no such thing as time. We join the collective energy of communion when we decide to do this, whether you're listening to the show, this program now, or in 6 months' time, it does not matter, because it's the power of the timeline, that timeless space that we enter with our communion energy. So I just want to invite you and honor you for playing your role right now as we move into this transmission. I send my love and blessings out to each one of you. Know that energetically I am with you, whether you're doing this today or in months' time. I am here with you, and together collectively we will create this communion light patterning. Okay. So we're going to begin the transmission now. And you're being asked to bring both palms of your hands to rest on your full chest area. And just bring your awareness, feeling the warmth or the pressure of your hands on your heart. And take a conscious breath, like a soft wind, right into where you feel, see, sense the heart space that you're holding. So you're directing your awareness and taking the conscious breath, and your breath goes wherever your awareness is. So let your awareness come right to where your hands are resting on your chest. Take one conscious breath and let go. Ashapa ine'a. Veshe o meshe o meshe o. That's it. Gonna open your awareness a little more as you start to align into your heart space. And take one more conscious breath and place it like a soft wind right to the space. Ashapa'i. That's it. Breathe and let go through the space. That's it. That's it. Now open your awareness just a little more through the space of your heart. Remember, your heart space expands beyond your physical body. It may feel as big as the room. You may see, sense, or feel it. Just open your awareness. Take one more conscious breath and let go with the breath right into the space that you see, sense, or feel. This essence, this pathway of your heart. Ashapa ine'a. Eshe om, eshe om, eshe om. That's it. Now let your awareness open just a little more through the space. I'm going to transmit some sounds, and those sounds are going to flow right into your heart, allowing you to align even deeper as you breathe and you let go through the space, opening fully to the expression of your heart, however that is. Another conscious breath and letting go right into the space that you see, sense, or feel. Just letting go with the conscious breath and let your awareness free flow through the space. That's it. Just opening your awareness and take one more conscious breath and let go. Ashapa ine'a. That's it. That's it. Take one more conscious breath and just let go within the space. Ashapa'i. That's it. Now keeping your awareness on your hands, but very gently starting to move them away from your heart space, moving them outwards. And feel as you do that slowly and gently, as your awareness is there with the movement, feel, see, or sense a doorway, a pathway beginning to open up. That's it. Let your awareness move within the space of the pathway. That's it. Let your awareness expand and bring your conscious breath right into the space that's opening up. Use the conscious breath, and as you do, let your awareness free flow within this space, almost like your higher realm component. You may see, sense, or feel this opening. Just take another breath and expand into the space, however it's presenting. Just letting your awareness free flow, consciously claiming this space, this connection. Ashata ine'a. Eshe om, eshe om, eshe om. That's it. Let your awareness open a little more. Take one more conscious breath and just let go to align deeper into the space. Now just open to the energy that I'm transmitting, which is going to allow you to move and open further within the space itself. It opens up with the sound. Take another conscious breath and just let go within the space. One more conscious breath and just let go. Allow your awareness, whether you see, sense, or feel a deepening of this opening, just let go with the breath. As you bring your conscious breath into the space, you're claiming this space, this connection. Just let your awareness open a little more if you can. Placing your conscious breath like a soft wind within the space that you see, sense, or feel. That's it. Just letting go with another conscious breath, feeling yourself aligning deeper within the space. That's it. That's it. Just open to the flow that you see, sense, or feel. Witness the essence of the light beginning to open up through the space. So shut that ine'a. Just allowing your awareness to open a little more if you can. Ashapa'i. That's it. Now take one more conscious breath. And just let go. Ashapa'i ne'a. Ashe'om. 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 That's it. Allowing your awareness to open just a little more if you can. Whether you see, sense, or feel the essence of the light of the space, let your awareness move deeper if you can. Opening just a little more. Take one more conscious breath and just let go. That's it. As you let go, you align deeper through the space of this heart. Your heart. That's it. Ashata I. Ashe om de ine'a. Ashe om. Ashe o. Ashe o. That's it. Now I've been given the sacred sound from the Pleiadians, which is going to begin to activate that sacred energy of your sound and open the communion, build the communion between us. I want you just to listen to the sound first. I'm going to bring in this sound three times, just taking it in, and then you're going to start making the sound. Ani. Take a breath, let go, and I'm going to open it again. Just take it in. Allow yourself to receive the essence of this sound flowing into the space that you find yourself. Ani. Lee. That's it. Now let your awareness open a little further through the space. Take a conscious breath and let go right into the space that you find yourself within your own multidimensional heart. Now you are going to begin to make the sound. It's Anis Li'an with the N expanding at the end. As you bring in your unique sound of this within the space, you'll feel a birthing of the frequency lines being created by your sound. You're going to bring in three sounds. We'll do it together. It's Anis Li'an. So let's do that now, the first sound. Once more, Anis Li'an. Anis Li'an. Once more, Anis Li'an. Through the space of your heart with your unique frequency of that sound, that sacred sound. This space might feel larger. Let your awareness free flow. Feel maybe the movement, the fluidity, or something completely different. Just open your awareness and be what is presenting, which is created by the birthing of frequency lines created by your sound. As it, use the conscious breath and open your awareness within the space that you see, sense, or feel. The energy that's been opened up and the birthing of these frequency lines that are created by your sound. As you bring your awareness in, you're going to bring three more sounds into where you perceive those energy lines are. Doesn't matter if it's subtle, whether you can see, sense, or feel them. Just bring three more sounds within the space. Anis Li'an. Anis Li'an. Once more. Open further. Just breathe and let go. And as you do, feel yourself aligning deeper and deeper within the frequency lines that have been created and birthed by your sound. That's it. Open your awareness. Use your conscious breath right into those energetic lines that you see, sense, or feel. As you take that conscious breath right into the space, feel yourself aligning deeper and then deeper. That's it. Open your awareness, take another breath, and let go. Ashapa ine'a. That's it. Just opening your awareness, and you're going to bring in three more of those sounds to open and expand the alignment and the birthing of your frequency lines even further. Anisli Am, three sounds. Anisli Am. That's it. Now let your awareness free flow as you align through your frequency lines that are created and becoming aware of the communion energy. We are all opening up our creation lines, our frequency lines. Feel how as you bring your awareness into the essence of the communion, there's a collective energy of our communion lines being birthed. That's it. Let your awareness free flow open through the space. As you see, sense, or feel your lines that you've created beginning to birth into a community pattern of flow, just let your awareness open. As you take a conscious breath and let go into your lines that you have created, the communion begins to birth. That's it. Let your awareness open a little more. Shapa ine'a. Take a conscious breath right into your frequency lines. That's it. And see, sense, or feel how this communion is opening up between your unique individual frequency lines. How there's a patterning opening up and birthing between the collective energies of our unique frequency lines, and how the pattern, a sacred patterning, is forming. That's it. Let your awareness free flow through the communion pattern that you are a part. That's it. Let your awareness expand, whether you see, sense, or feel that communion pattern. Just let your awareness open into it. Take another conscious breath and just let go. That's it. That's it. Letting go into the combined energies that are sacred, that are birthing. Feel, sense, or see the building of the light that we have jointly created. That's it. Let your awareness free flow through the space. Breathe and let go. Shut in it up. That's it. Now I want you to bring in the sound right into the communion energy. Ashata e, and bringing those sounds right into the communion light. And let your awareness open a little further if you can, and let go with the conscious breath. Aligning into that communion pattern with your awareness. And bringing in the words, Ashata-i. And as you do, you start to align and become a deeper part of that communion light. That's it, claiming your place here. Let your awareness free flow through the space. Right into that communion light, that patterning. Take a breath, let go with your conscious breath, aligning deeper. And then bring in the words again, Ashata-i. That's it. And allow your awareness to free flow through the space. That's it. Breathe and let go. Breathe and let go. That's it. Allowing yourself to align into the essence of the building light that is linked right into the God light That's it. Opening and expanding your awareness a little more, using the conscious breath and letting go within the communion structure. Ashata inea. That's it. Let your awareness open a little further if you can. Take one more breath. That's it. And let go. And let go. And bringing the words ashata e. That's it. And feeling yourself birthing within the expanded essence of this communion. That's it. That's it. Let your awareness open just a little more. Take one more conscious breath. And just let go. And letting go. And letting go. Allowing yourself to align into the essence, this multidimensional communion structure. That's it. Let your awareness just open a little further. Take one more conscious breath. And just let go. Ashata ine ashe om. Ashe om. Ashe om. That's it. Do you see, sense, or feel the expression of this network of communion? That you are a part. You're going to keep your awareness in the essence of that communion structure. And slowly bring your hands back to the heart, and as you do, you're drawing that frequency of light, that patterning from the structure, right into your heart self. So it's going to birth another alignment to your multidimensional heart as you do that. Slowly bringing your awareness with your hands, and as you link back physically onto your chest, the essence of that God light is flowing into the cells of your heart, expanding your alignment to your multidimensional heart. Just take one more breath and let go right into your heart self. Taking a breath and letting go. Claiming your heart. That's it. And bringing the words Ashata'i right into your heart self. Aligning into the pathway of your own multidimensional heart. That's it. Ashata'i ne'a. Eshe'om. 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 That's great work. I just honor the work you've done here and all that you are in this moment within your heart. And each time you work with this process, you're going to unfold and unfold and unfold. So I wish to honor you and all that you are in this moment. So blessings, so be it.